Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Football Friday, we are at East River 9.
East River 9, once again. That's right, because you know what I noticed earlier? I figured they had a Twitter. They didn't have no Twitter because you didn't
have
it. At least you couldn't find it. Either way it goes.
No, yeah, they don't. They need to get with the times.
And I'm going to tell you what, we may need to check the weather. Get up to speed, will you? Come on, man. X is the way to go, man. Forget that TikTok and all that stuff that all these kids are
the
making
Zoom.
Videos on. Forget that. That's it, man. East River 9 Football Friday, Thirsty Thursday tomorrow, Buffalo Wild Wings. Up in New Caney. So, hey, check it out, man.
And just to add to that, Clint, I would say you can go if you want the whole list of locations. We got that posted on our social media, and there's a list of it on sportsradio610.com under our events page, the events tab. Got Thirsty Thursday up top and Football Friday right below there. So check those out in case you want to plan ahead even. And come check us out this week. But if you want to plan ahead, you can do that.
All my East Siders always complaining about us not coming to the East Side. Amen. East River 9, hell, it's in the name. Come on through. It ain't hard. It ain't hard to find. Come on through. Hang out.
You don't make me come into the city?
Great view of downtown. Yeah, no, Ma, you got to come into the city, Ma. You can make you a short little trip over to East River 9,
baby.
That
is one of my favorite drops. It's one of my favorite drops.
All right, we've had one day here with the Houston Texans, one day of heavy work. Wednesday's a heavy day after an off day on Tuesday, even though teams the caliber of Houston, there's a lot of work getting done on Tuesday that we just don't hear about. But Wednesday is the first day that we get to hear from D'Amico Ryans. He spoke. He spoke for damn near 15 minutes. Really, really good with the media. And there's a couple things that stuck out now. And T-Mill being one of the best in the game, he pulled him in a break, and we're going to be able to bring him back to you, circle back to this right here. I think this is an overarching question of the first month of the season. This offensive line, the next step, I think, coming into the season, the next step for this football team was going to be for this offensive line to turn it up a notch. This offensive line to not only give C.J. Stroud the opportunity to throw the football and spin it around the park and make plays with all these explosive weapons, but also run the football better and take this team to the next level. That ultimately is, to me, the biggest next-level type move the Texans can make is to be able to run the football. You do that, you are a legit Super Bowl contender any way you slice it. I don't care how much of a roller coaster the season is. You are that level of contender. So here is D'Amico Ryans. He was asked specifically about the offensive line struggles. Here's D'Amico Ryans.
Like you said earlier, Sarge, with the question, not making excuses for our offensive line. It's been, you know, up and down. It hasn't been, you know, all good. And that's part of the season, right? It's part of that first month of the season. You're finding your way and you're not playing your best ball when you first start, but it's a matter of getting better throughout the season. And that game last week versus the Jags, I saw our O-line take a tremendous step toward getting better. Great job with the protections, giving CJ time to make those plays down the field to Nico. So I see progression. I see our offensive line getting better, and they'll continue to get better as the season goes on. So I'm proud of the work that they're putting in, right, to dial in on the preparation, to dial in on getting better each and every week. So we'll see that continue to trend in the right direction.
It's got to trend in the right direction quick. We know this team can protect. You've got millions and millions and millions of dollars invested in the tackles at this football team. We know in ideal scenarios, for the most part, they're going to end up being able to protect fairly well. I don't put any stock in the fact that they haven't been able to protect to date with C.J. Stroud. I think when it matters most, they spread defenses out. Guys know who they have. I think pass protecting is the least of my concerns for this football team. Obviously, being able to run the football is a different story. So we're going to get to some things later in the show that I think could help immediately, B. Scott. But I know this stuck out. His response stuck out to you about the offensive line.
Yeah, because he says that it's gotten better, and I'm not going to dispute that. I think it has gotten better. But I would key in.
I mean, you got to define that. You mean from week three to week four?
Right.
Okay.
Right. He says it's gotten better from week three to week four, but he has to follow that up with it still needs to get better.
Yeah.
Like getting better isn't quite good enough. You know, the fact that it may have improved from one week to the next does not mean that it's up to standard. And there's some film out there that you can go look at, or if you watch the game, you can see plenty of examples of that, of them still not necessarily handling stunts well. Kenyon Green, after having a really good first week, I thought, you know, the week one game against the Indianapolis Colts, where he was really strong, has had now three games where he wasn't necessarily what you want him to be. So I think overall, and I would agree with your point about the bigger issue being the run blocking and as opposed to the pass protection. But the fact that the pass protection has not been there yet, I think, is something that they still need to pay attention to. Now, they got enough money invested into their tackles. And look, they've paid or drafted high for everybody else on that team, the interior offensive line guys. But it has to be better than that. I do not think that you can live on, and you know this, Clint, they cannot live on this C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins scramble drill that all of us like to wow ourselves or to be wooed by. Like, that's not something that I feel like they can live by. They absolutely have to pick that up and be better. But really, to the point of not running the football as well as you'd like for them to, that has been the missing element to this offense all along, and it continues to be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.